This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Soldiers have to eat, and the tanks they ride in burn a lot of fuel. One of the biggest challenges of any war is keeping troops supplied with food, fuel, and ammunition. That's especially true in Iraq, where tens of thousands of U.S. troops traveled hundreds of miles in just a few days. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
U.S. supply lines in Iraq are long and thin. Water, bullets, and MREs are being trucked all the way from Kuwait to Karbala, sometimes dodging Iraqi ambushes along the way. Supplies have run short in some parts of the country. There are scattered reports of Marines getting just one meal a day. That's one reason American ground troops have temporarily halted their push towards Baghdad. But from the vantage point of General Tommy Franks at U.S. Central Command, the most important supplies are getting through.
We have sufficient stocks all across the battlefield of food, water, fuel, ammunition, but that doesn't necessarily mean that Private Franks out there in that westmost squad may not have gotten his fair share on a given day.
Keeping troops fed and supplied, what the military calls logistics, has always been a critical part of warfare. German Field Marshal Rommel was brilliant on the battlefield in World War II, but in racing across North Africa, the Desert Fox tended to outrun his own gas trucks, which eventually led to his downfall. Rommel himself summed up the importance of logistics, saying the battle is fought and decided by the quartermasters before the shooting begins. As much as military commanders try to learn from Rommel's mistakes, analyst Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it's impossible to keep every soldier well supplied.
When you are in combat, you're going to flow support into the combat units first, and that means there'll be support units that aren't fighting that won't have the same supply priority as those people who are actually engaged.
Still, the Defense Department's Transportation Command has worked hard to improve its supply capability in an effort to keep up with fast-moving U.S. forces. According to Jane's Defense Weekly, in the last decade, the department has more than doubled its ability to move supplies rapidly by sea and air. Cordesman says military planners have also borrowed techniques from the world of business, where getting the right goods to the right place at the right time is also important.
One has to be careful here. There's no way that you can casually have somebody in a brown suit deliver a 30-ton armored vehicle. But in many other areas, the cross-fertilization between the military and business is certainly at the cutting-edge level.
Military planners have learned from business people how to package, label, and schedule shipments so supplies are delivered just in time where they need to go. Of course, battlefield logistics present some special challenges that most business people don't face. Supply convoys in Iraq need armed escorts to fend off stubborn resistance from guerrillas loyal to Saddam Hussein. And Cordesman says military planners try to overstock things like ammunition, given the dire consequences if supplies run low.
If you overflow the shelves, you don't need to wait for the customers. You simply fire more. If you have too few shells, you've got a serious problem. The insurance and military logistics does not operate according to the profit motive. It operates according to the victory motive.
Cordesman calls the U.S. ground assault on Iraq one of the most rapid and fluid advances in military history. Supply lines have undoubtedly been stretched, but Lieutenant General John Abizaid said in the opening days of the war, he expects those lines to hold up.
I'm certain that when the history of this campaign is written, that people will look at this move that the land forces have made in this amount of time as being not only a great military accomplishment, but an incredible logistics accomplishment.
But, Abizaid said, U.S. troops will wait to discuss the history of the campaign until they arrive in Baghdad. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.